听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, thank you so much for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide today. We are on the topic of a revolution. Now we're talking about life in the clouds. We're on day two of this lesson. It's a lesson about a new approach to using computers. Admittedly, this approach is not necessarily brand new, but it is still somewhat of a fresh idea, and it is gaining momentum. One reason for its growing popularity is convenience. It's very convenient. Let's quickly look at three key words that will help us in this half of the lesson. The first is deploy, as in the military is going to deploy more soldiers to the troubled region. The second is workstation. My workstation is such a mess. I even spilled coffee on the keyboard. And finally, the adverb readily, as in Sam is such a nice guy, he always readily agrees to help me when I need it. Okay, let's get our magazines open to page 22 and follow as we begin the reading on line 1.
Life in the clouds. Cloud computing is not an entirely new idea. Early computers were big and expensive, so it wasn't practical to deploy full systems to every user. Businesses used dumb terminals, simple workstations that had no computing power of their own. These terminals communicated with room-sized mainframe computers that did the heavy lifting. Modern computers are smaller and cheaper, and even the lowest-priced laptops are much more powerful than old mainframe computers. So with computing power so readily available, why the shift toward cloud computing? Cloud computing supporters point to the convenience factor.
Hi everyone, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. And thanks for joining us for our second day of talking about cloud computing. Now, before we get going on today's lesson, Chip, could you remind us what cloud computing is?
Well, cloud computing is the kind of a recent revolution or a recent technology or a way of doing computing by doing it totally over the internet. Cloud computing is resources, computing resources that are available totally over the internet.
So it really doesn't matter if you have your laptop with you or not. If you're hooked up to the right web browser, you can access your documents or your photos or your music anywhere in the world. So you'd think that this was a new idea, right? But according to our author, it's not an entirely new idea.
Right, it sounds new to me, but our author says that this cloud computing concept or idea has been around from the beginning of computer services.
Let's talk a little bit about that beginning of computer services. Our article says early computers were big and expensive, so it wasn't practical to deploy full systems to every user. Now that word deploy is a verb. Rachel, what does it mean if you deploy something?
Well, I often think of the military when I think of this, when you deploy troops to another country or send them out to another place. Here we're just talking about making something ready to be used. So I guess what we're saying here is they're making these systems, these computer systems, ready for each user to use. And it wasn't very practical, right? I mean, I even remember when I started using computers, I never had my own because they were so big and bulky, and We maybe shared one computer for 15 students.
Right. You could not have an early computer in your home like you have computers in your home right now. They were too big, too expensive.
So what did people do? Well, businesses used what they called dumb terminals or simple workstations that had no computer power of their own. Now, I know whenever I go to work, I have a computer sitting at my desk and at my workstation, and I'm able to work on it all day. So that word workstation is one that we need to look at. Chip, what is a workstation?
Well, a station is a place where things happen. And so a workstation would be a place where you work. Maybe your workstation could refer to the place, maybe your desk in your office at work, or it could refer to a small desk with a small computer there where you're able to access the internet.
That's right. All of us have workstations probably at work or even at school. We might have some workstations that we can access. So the key point here is it wasn't practical to deploy these systems to every user. So the businesses used simple workstations that had no computing power of their own. So obviously things have changed a lot in the last few years.
I can't imagine going to work and not having my computer. I use it so often and for so many different things, but that's only come about in the recent past. So these terminals communicated with room-sized mainframe computers that did the heavy lifting. So again, we're just talking about computers and how they used to be. They were very big, filled entire rooms. And we know today we can do cloud computing on our very small laptops.
So wait a second. Did these mainframe central computers lift things? It almost sounds like these computers were lifting things. What's
yeah,
that?
That would be nice, huh? But I don't really think that's the intention here. It just sounds like they did a lot of the work, the heavy work, or I'm not quite sure, actually. I just know that they were room size, they were big, and it sounds maybe they were like the control center of the rest of the computers. I'm not sure. I never got to experience this. I've always been able to work where I have my own personal computer.
Okay, maybe the heavy lifting that our author's talking about is referring to the complicated computing that sometimes a computer needs to do.
But we know today things are much easier. Modern computers are smaller and cheaper, thank goodness. And even the lowest priced laptops are much more powerful than the old mainframe computers that took up the whole room. So this is good news for us.
Definitely good news. And I know I have a laptop now, finally, and I love it. It's lightweight and it does great work quickly. So I'm really pleased that we've gone in that direction. So with computing power so readily available, why the shift toward cloud computing? Wow. First, we need to go to Grammar on the Go with Liz to look at this sentence structure, and then we'll come back and look at that keyword readily. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here at this lovely little cafe to do some work on my laptop computer. It's a good thing we have cloud computing nowadays. It's so convenient. Speaking of cloud computing, let's look at today's grammar tip sentence. So with computing power so readily available, why the shift toward cloud computing? Notice the second half of the sentence, why the shift? The structure may seem strange to you. That's because it's a shortened and more direct way of saying, so with computing power so readily available, why is there a shift toward cloud computing? Basically, is there is taken out to condense the sentence. The shortened way of asking a question is often found in informal and or conversational situations. For example, you've never liked sports, so why this sudden interest in the upcoming ball game? Or, she's always been so calm about everything, so why this sudden outburst of complaints? If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. Time for me to go work on my computer. Well, this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Let's take a closer look at that word readily. If something is readily available, it's quickly and easily available at all times. So, why the shift toward cloud computing, Chip?
Well, it looks like it has something to do with convenience. This convenience factor is probably the reason for the shift toward cloud computing. We're going to take a break now, and first we're going to visit the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room, everybody. I'm Brandon, and I have Ken here with me today.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Brandon. So, what should we chat about today, Brandon?
Well, today's article mentions the word practical. So I think we should talk about what it means to be practical. Do you have any thoughts?
Well, does it have something to do with practice?
Actually, yes, it does. The root of practical is practice. In this case, practice simply means to do some sort of action. And if someone is being practical, then he or she is doing something or thinking of something that is useful. Many times we want to be practical when it comes to teaching something because people want to know how they can use the information they are learning.
So if a person is being practical, then he or she is actually putting what they have learned into practice?
That's right, Ken. They are actually using what they have learned.
来看 practical 这个字，注意它的字根是 practice。practice 有着实行、实际的意思。比如说 put something into practice 就是实行某一件事。所以形容词 practical 就是实际的、可实行的。So what would be the opposite of practical? Unpractical?
Well, you could say unpractical, but most Americans would say impractical. If you talk about impractical learning, it means that what you're learning is not very useful, and you can't really put it into practice.
Oh, so if something is helpful for you to use in your daily life, then that means it's practical. But if it's not very helpful, then that's called impractical.
Yes, that's right. Good summary, Ken.
Thanks. Practical 的反义词可以用 unpractical, 但是大多数的美国人会用 impractical, I-M-P-R-A-C-T-I-C-A-L. Impractical 就是不实际的。
And now let's do something practical. Take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Wow, we are talking about a revolution. But like most things, cloud computing has its good points and its not so good points. What are critics of cloud computing saying? Before we find out, we should preview the word backup. It's an adjective and its example sentence reads, "The police department keeps backup copies of their records in a separate building." Okay.Time to get back to our lesson. Our reading continues on line 2 in the right-hand column. Please follow along as we read.
Life in the clouds. Users don't need to install or manage software. It's all handled automatically. And data and applications are available on any computer connected to the internet. Critics of cloud computing argue that it is a bad idea to lose total control of information. They argue that if companies like Google were to suddenly disappear, users could lose all of their valuable data. These days, however, people seem comfortable with experts handling important matters.They keep money in banks, after all. Is data on the internet so different? Still, if you do work in the clouds, you might want to keep a backup copy, just in case.
Welcome back. Well, let's finish up our lesson now. And before the break, we were talking about why cloud computing is becoming so popular. And a big reason is the convenience factor. It's convenient for people. And we live in a world where people want convenience. They want things to be easy for them.
Yes, and our text says that one of the ways that this is convenient is that users don't need to install or manage software. Now, that's a bonus for me right there. I am not very good at technology. So if I don't really need to do anything complicated, like install something, that's good for me.
Right. I think it's good for everybody. Because those software programs on your computer can, I mean, they fill up your memory and they can make your computer slow. And cloud computing makes it possible to do all of that on the internet.
I love that. You can do it all automatically. It also seems like with software programs, they want to update the software all the time, and it just gets kind of annoying. So if you can handle your information automatically, wow, it makes life a lot easier. And we see here that data and applications are available on any computer connected to the internet. So we've said this before, right, Chelsea? But the key here is you have to be connected or linked to the internet.
Yes, as long as you have a computer hooked up to the internet, you can do cloud computing. Not everyone agrees that cloud computing is the newest and best thing to come along for the computer, though. There are some critics or people who think that it might be a bad thing. So our text says what, Chip?
Well, yeah, these critics, or people who are critical of cloud computing, think that it's a bad idea to lose control of that kind of information.
Well, I can understand this. With all of the pros to cloud computing, there have to be some cons. There have to be some negative things as well as the positive. And so these critics say you might lose control of the information. What if the information is really important and somebody gets a hold of it, or it gets lost and you lose it completely?
Sure. For me to save important documents there in my Gmail account, you know, what happens if Gmail suddenly disappears? Then all of my important information is gone.
I think it's a good question to ask, and I think it's something important to think about. You need to realize that if you are involved in cloud computing, that it's not something that has been perfected yet, and there could be something that goes wrong. But a lot of people seem to think that it works well and that it's a good idea to use.
Exactly. I was wondering if it was a little bit risky. Let's say somebody gets your password, and all of a sudden they have access to all of your documents. To me, that seems a little bit risky, but there are a lot of things in life that are risky, right? Our author gives us an example of banks. You know, we put our money in banks, and we don't lie awake at night thinking our money's going to disappear. Probably most of us don't.
That's right. We trust the experience of banks to take care of our money, to hold it in a safe place. And so in the same way, perhaps we could trust these experts or these organizations on the internet with our important information.
We see here that our author says these are experts handling important matters, and people are comfortable with that. Hopefully Google won't disappear or Yahoo won't disappear. And so our author makes the point, and he asks the question, is data on the internet so different from the money that we put in the bank?
You know, I think when the internet first came out and people first started investing their money on the internet and buying things with credit cards over the internet, it was kind of scary and it seemed more risky than maybe it seems today. Today, I think it's pretty common. I think more people are willing to try new things like cloud computing, and they trust the internet more and the computer system more. So I think that this cloud computing thing is something that might really take off.
I agree, and I think there are things we can do to protect ourselves. We've had a lot of different lessons here at Studio Classroom about how to be safe when you're using the computer and doing things like buying things online. So if you do decide to work in the clouds, You might want to keep a backup copy just in case. I guess that's the safe way to go.
Right, a backup copy or a copy of the original, just in case something bad happens to the original copy.
That's right. It's better to be safe than to be sorry. And since this is kind of a new idea, you might want to do all that you can to make sure your documents are safe.
So back them up. Have a backup copy. I always do this with my pictures. Just in case I were to lose all the pictures saved on my computer, I make a backup copy of those pictures. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson, that you've learned something new. Let's watch our review skit right now.
Cloud computing. That's a great idea.
Yes, but it isn't a new idea. When computers were big and expensive, businesses used workstations connected to a mainframe.
Yeah, but modern computers are smaller, cheaper, more powerful, and readily available. So why the shift toward cloud computing?
Well, for one thing, all your software is handled on the web. No more downloading and installing software, and all your data and applications are available on any computer that's online.
That's smart? Wait, no, that's not smart. You could lose control of your information. What if the company handling your data disappears? You could lose all of it.
Yes, but I'm not worried. I'm comfortable letting experts manage my work.
Yeah, but...
And besides, I always keep a backup copy, just in case.
Ooh. Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看 deploy 这个动词。Deploy 是指部署。例如 ,the computer engineers deployed a monitoring software system to prevent hackers. 电脑工程师部署了一套监视软体系统来避免骇客的入侵。Deploy 也指部署兵力，例如 ,the government deployed troops near the border. 政府在边界部署了部队。接下来我们看的是 readily 这个副词，它的形容词就是 ready, 预备好的。所以 readily 是指很容易的或者是没有困难的。例如 ,these problems can be readily dealt with if we put our heads together. 如果我们一起集思广益，这些问题可以很容易解决的。课文还提到的Readily available 是指很容易取得的。例如 ,decaffeinated coffee is readily available in most coffee shops in the States. 低因咖啡在美国大多数的咖啡厅都很容易买到。最后我们看的是 backup 这个形容词。backup 是指备用的或者是候补的。例如 ,we made a backup disk for this important file. 我们替这个重要档案做了备份的磁片。或者是 Henry is our backup quarterback. Henry 是我们的候补的四分卫。Backup 也可以当名词，意思就是备份。例如 ,Do you have any backup if the data is destroyed? 如果档案被毁掉了，你有做备份吗？ And that concludes our language tips today. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Life in the clouds.Cloud computing is not an entirely new idea. Early computers were big and expensive, so it wasn't practical to deploy full systems to every user. Businesses used dumb terminals, simple workstations that had no computing power of their own. These terminals communicated with room-sized mainframe computers that did the heavy lifting.Modern computers are smaller and cheaper, and even the lowest-priced laptops are much more powerful than old mainframe computers. So with computing power so readily available, why the shift toward cloud computing? Cloud computing supporters point to the convenience factor. Users don't need to install or manage software.It's all handled automatically. And data and applications are available on any computer connected to the internet. Critics of cloud computing argue that it is a bad idea to lose total control of information. They argue that if companies like Google were to suddenly disappear, users could lose all of their valuable data. These days, however, people seem comfortable with experts handling important matters. They keep money in banks, after all. Is data on the internet so different? Still, if you do work in the clouds, you might want to keep a backup copy, just in case.
Friends, we want to challenge you to look at our key points on page 22, try to create sentences with the words that are given, and then compare them to the suggested sentence models on page 71. Well, every year in March, the United States is overcome with a kind of madness. People just go crazy. What are we talking about? Find out next week. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. All of us here at Studio Classroom hope that you have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.